Finding a service solution that helps you keep customers happy can feel impossible, just like trying to remember the name of that guy you literally just met at a networking event. HubSpot's all-new Service Hub can help, with the service solution part at least. It brings service and success together on one powerful platform, with an AI-powered help desk and chatbot to handle your frontline tickets, so you can scale support and drive retention and revenue. Visit HubSpot.com/service to learn more. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Thursday. It's May 9th. I'm John Weigel here with Juliet Bennett Ryla, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. If you're a guy looking for some relationship advice, look no further than an emotionally perturbed AI girlfriend. Angry Girlfriend is a new AI-powered app that simulates arguments and issues in relationships for men. The goal here seems to be to train men to be more emotionally intelligent, but how does it work, and is there a price tag on it? We'll chat more about that in a bit, but first, let's give you the hits and headlines in business and tech. To start us off, FTX Payday is coming soon. The fallen crypto exchange said its customers will get all their money back. The firm's bankruptcy lawyers have rounded up $16.3 billion in assets to repay the company's around $11 billion in debt. Next, Panera Bread is finally discontinuing its charged sips drinks. The beverages, which are linked to two wrongful death lawsuits, contain 155 to 302 milligrams of caffeine. That's a lot of caffeine, Juliet.
That is too much, frankly. I'm glad that they are discontinuing this drink. It was more trouble than it was worth, frankly.
Yeah, when your drinks are potentially causing life or death situations, probably good to pull them. Mm-hmm. Keep the bread bowls, though, at least.
Yeah, bread rolls, fantastic. You know, that's great. It feels very like a good like Renfair food, a bread bowl.
Yes, very Renfair.
You know, like very hearty.
Yes.
But nobody needs that kind of lemonade.
I don't know if you saw yesterday. This is our second Panera story of the week, actually.
Oh.
Catherine and I talked about a Panera hat that was released. It's a bread hat. You can buy it for $21. It's sold out, but maybe they'll have some more in stock soon. But it's a little bread bowl on your head with ostrich feathers.
Okay. Yeah. So. That also sounds very comforting and warm.
Next up, Steward Healthcare, which owns 31 hospitals in the U.S., filed for bankruptcy protection and put all of its facilities up for sale to cover a $9 billion debt cost. Over to the coffee world, scientists made cold brew in 3 minutes, a process that typically takes 12 to 24 hours using an ultrasonic reactor. Study author Francisco Trujillo plans to license the tech to coffee maker companies. And finally, Norwegian Cruise Line and Bare Naked Necessities are partnering on the Big Nude Boat. It's an 11-day, 2,300-passenger nude cruise around the Caribbean. Passengers can't put bare butts on seats or wear, quote, extensive genital jewelry. Great. So what are your thoughts on this, Juliet? Naked cruise.
For me personally, nightmare scenario. For someone who enjoys being naked, great for them. You mentioned the rule against excessive genital jewelry, which I think is interesting because as I was reading the article about this, they're being very clear in that this is not a sexy cruise. It's just a naked cruise.
Just a naked cruise.
So, yeah. You know, you don't need to be decorating any particular parts or, you know, drawing attention anywhere.
It's a come as you are situation.
Yeah, just, you know, 2,300 people. I mean, that's the capacity. We don't know if 2,300 people will sign on for this. But yeah, just you, 2,300 people stuck on a boat for 11 days naked. One man's nightmare, I guess, is another man's totally free expression time.
Yeah. Sounds like a horror movie to me, too.
Yeah. Can you imagine Triangle of Sadness, but everyone had to be naked because it was a nude cruise? Wow.
Oh, terrible. Oh, no. Have we invented a genre?
Yeah. I'm calling Blumhouse right now.
All right, on to the main story today. Our big story is all about your relationship problems, and apparently there's a new AI-powered way to help men reach solutions there. So Juliet, first off, how would you describe this Angry Girlfriend app?
Well, apparently it is an AI-powered relationship simulator where, let's say you are a straight man or a man who dates women, And you are going to have a gamified version of your relationship with this AI bot. It's going to simulate common arguments and conflicts that people get into when they're in a relationship. It reminds me actually a lot of that test that they give people in Blade Runner, that they give replicants in Blade Runner to prove that they're robots.
Oh, yes.
Where it's like a turtle is lying on its back. Do you flip it over? But instead of that, it's here's an example. Your girlfriend and mother fall into a river at the same time. You save your mother first. Your girlfriend is very angry. So now you have to practice with the bot what you might say to your girlfriend by choosing to save your mother from the river first.
So this sounds very familiar to a lot of relationship simulators that already exist in gaming, but it sounds like this is a bit more based in somewhat reality in that you have an argument to work through
Right. Every
time in this game. The idea of saving your girlfriend over your elderly mother in a river, though, that's an interesting dichotomy there.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, to be honest, I feel like it's not a great example because, A, I don't think that's a common conflict. I don't think there's a lot of people who are having simultaneously mom and girlfriend falling in a river situations.
Right.
But I think when it's like, you know, common conflicts that I think about in relationships that come up a lot are like, you didn't do your chores, or I'm doing more chores than you, or, you know, finances. How do you balance your finances with another person? Who pays for what when? I mean, I feel like my married friends are always getting in fights about chores, or you're always on your phone, or
dirty dishes.
Yeah, when are we going to have a date night that isn't sitting here eating pizza? I mean, it's great, but after the pandemic, I think we want a little more than that. So,
yeah, want to go out a little more. Are there any other features on this app, too, other than this game?
So apparently, in addition to the game, which, by the way, if you're trying to do the girlfriend mom in the river thing, you have 10 attempts to say the right thing and you get scored on that.
Wow.
You know, it'll give you a zero if you're like, wow, you said literally all the wrong things, and 100 if you successfully navigate that conversation.
Okay.
There's also an AI chatbot that can answer very specific questions. So, you know, if your girlfriend is mad about something, I don't know, let's say you forgot to walk the dog. You can type that in and kind of get some advice on how you might
handle that situation.
You might handle that situation, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is an interesting new application of AI to use it in terms of trying to get, in this case, specifically men to be more emotionally intelligent or understand more about their partners. Mm-hmm. So do you know why this was created?
Yeah. So apparently the co-founder, Emilia Aviles, said she was inspired to create the app by her past romantic relationships. She had noticed the lack of emotional support during difficult moments. So she thought maybe if men had an app where they could practice offering support or soothing a partner who is angry or navigating a conversation without just shutting down or what have you, that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, necessity being the mother of invention, I suppose, is why we have this thing.
I guess so. And does it cost money? Do you have to subscribe to a thing? Is it a free use?
There are a couple limited scenarios and options for free if people really want to go check it out right now. It's built on a ChatGPT-4, so, you know, it should be pretty familiar. If you want more, it's either $7 a week or $20 a month.
Wow. Okay. And as we said before, there have been video games that have had this kind of premise before about a relationship simulator. Are there any other apps in this field using AI to get people to solve their relationship problems?
Yeah, Sarah actually found quite a few that she listed in her article. Here are three. There's one called Relish, and that will analyze your communication patterns to give couples personalized relationship advice. Mm. Maya helps couples work through fights and have conversations. It will also help you plan a date night. And Lovewick will remind you when your anniversary is. So will Google Calendar, but all right. And it also has couples games, video date picks, like if you're in a long distance relationship, which, you know, that's actually kind of cool because long distance relationships, they're difficult to navigate. It's a lot of just sitting on Zoom or over the phone. So this will, you know, give you date ideas for when you are in a long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just in your opinion here, do you think that any of these seem useful or that there is a place for AI in relationships, including this Angry Girlfriend app and more?
Yeah, I mean, in a way, yes. Like, personally, I've been in a relationship with someone who once responded to something really emotional that I said with a single emoji. I'm like, bro, Come on here.
Wow.
And, you know, and I do think it is true that oftentimes in heteronormative relationships, women are providing a lot more emotional support than their male partners. But I'm not saying that like men are bad or they don't know how to be in relationships. I think it's just, you know, people grow up differently.
Sure.
And therapy is very expensive. You know, you think about why would I pay a chap about $20 a month? Well, you'll pay your therapist $180 a week if you're lucky, and maybe your insurance will cover it.
Sure.
So I definitely could see there being some benefit here, but I think the biggest barrier is going to be, are people going to want to use this tool if they're not using other tools already to be better communicators in the relationship? I struggle to believe that they would come to an AI chatbot to be better at the relationship. I think most people will probably use this just for fun. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there may be some people who do get something out of it and continue to use it. And I think AI and virtual reality are both things that people do see some potential in as an empathy tool, you know, to have practice conversations or to practice difficult scenarios. So I don't know, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, it's like with any relationship and with any relationship tool, you have to put the effort in. If you go to couples therapy and you sit there and you don't open and you don't engage and you just kind of blow that off, you're not going to get anywhere. And you're not going to get anywhere with an app if you just kind of
right.
don't want to change or want to learn how to better communicate.
Right. And it's also about like working with your partner to kind of solve these mm-hmm. issues instead of maybe right. texting a chatbot and then hearing yeah. the chatbot's response and then turning to your partner and said, well, I think you should do this mm-hmm. and that. And so maybe it's a bit more about the partnership than it is the AI, but I'm not mad about AI platforms coming in to try to help relationship problems. Because as you said, therapy is pretty expensive. So it'd be mm-hmm. nice to have some more affordable options to be able to mitigate that. But it's just the idea of like, if both of you are doing it together versus separately and,
right.
you know, how you each have your own opinions about how the other operates. It's dicey.
Yeah, because I mean, at the end of the day, your girlfriend's not a bot. And there may be a very specific thing that you do when you communicate with someone, and this applies to anyone of any gender, where, you know, you're kind of hung up on something. Maybe you use a lot of I statements or whatever. Like, you can definitely have practice conversations with a bot, but I think at the end of the day, you're going to have to really focus on, like, what is it that I need to do in this specific relationship with this actual person?
Right. And if AI could help you understand that, great. Mm-hmm. All right, and that'll do it for us today. Thanks for tuning into the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, everybody, I got a great podcast to tell you about. It's called Truth, Lies, and Work, and it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On this show, you can join husband and wife team Al and Leanne Elliott as they dispel myths, impart wisdom, and answer all your questions about finding, keeping, and motivating great people. They actually just did an episode with John Smith, who is the manager and agent of famous Argentinian soccer player Diego Maradona. He talks about in this episode how he was able to manage the global superstar, athlete, celebrity that Maradona is and was. It's a great listen. You better get out there and check it out. And you can listen to Truth, Lies, and Work wherever you get your podcasts.